make a mean, gonna make a man look downright strong, look in his eyes, you know he was wrong. He was a mountain man, and I want you to know that he could creep hot hell or freezing snow. He carried a Bible and a canvas sack, the folks just called him the Reverend Mr. Wag. He was poor as a beggar, but he rode like a king, sometimes in the evening I'd hear him sing. Softer head and heel off his back. I gave that notion up the day a lumberjack came in and I wasn't afraid. Yeah, he kicked open the meeting house door and it cussed everybody up and down the floor. And then when things got quiet in place, he walked up and cussed in the preacher's face. Well, he hit that reverend like the kick of a mule. And my, oh, you think it took a real fool to turn the other kick to that lumberjack? Well, that's what he did, the Reverend Mr. Black. And he stood like a rock, a man among men, and he let that lumberjack hit him again. And then with a voice as fine as could be, he cut him down like a big old tree when he said, you got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk it by yourself. Oh, nobody else can walk it for you. You got to walk it by yourself. It's been many years since we had a part. I guess I learned his ways by heart. I can still hear his sermon ring down in the valley where he used to sing. To his memory, because I want you to understand the Reverend Mr. Black was my old man. You got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk it by yourself. Oh, nobody else can walk it for you. You got to walk it by yourself.
One more time.
You got to walk that lonesome valley.
Come on.